And we're live. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And this is a Scrum Master in training over here. Yeah, that one. And it's early Sunday morning. We're out and about. We did a big W, a walk, right? We went out with rain and it was rainy out there. Beautiful morning, though. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's tired and here in the office. So come on, Bubble. Is she coming in? We're either going to have a fail army episode right now with the cat and the two dogs sitting behind me. Can you hear it? That one? That's Jerry. Growling at the cats. Oh, Jerry. So we're either going to have an explosive live broadcast here or I'll go back and be quiet. Who knows? Poor Bubbles. She wants to come on the show. But this is not a show about kids, dogs, cats, or anything like that. What are you gonna do? Go get Bubbles. Pick. I don't know. Maybe you can do it. I don't know. Don't get cut up and sliced up in little pieces. Maybe he will be. What's going on?
Bubbles made a mess.
Oh. Okay. Apparently, Bubbles made a mess. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're gonna talk about the fifth part of our five-part episode on enterprise transformation, and today's part is about scaling. This is what we're going to talk about today. So it's crazy morning. But we're the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and we do talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. Sometimes we have visitors here that kind of make the show a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And we try to do this so you can have fun with your family and friends, get home after work. Now we're crazy hours, right, Ed? Mm-hmm. He's over there playing with it. Okay. So, scaling. We talked about different things that break up. This is part five. So, let's kind of do a quick rundown on what we talked about for enterprise. So, we talked about introduction training for managers in part one. Picking teams and introducing teams to Agile, part two. Coaching teams, leads, and people, and taking the ACC and providing that maybe to your tech leads so they can be coaches.
Definitely.
And then part four was metrics and roll-ups and the mechanics of your Agile framework.
Cool, that's cool.
Are you doing commentary in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the last part, we're going to talk about scaling. So you did all that stuff. Now, how do you scale it, right?
Scale your
and my scaling comes because we're gonna make it. We gotta take what we do with the Agile teams and make them to all the Agile teams.
All
make them all Agile. But there's two parts of scaling. There's one part of scaling where everybody says we're just gonna make everybody work in Scrum and we're gonna go across the whole organization and we're going to have everybody do the same thing. That is not scaling. That is just teaching everybody in the group how to do an Agile or Scrum or Kanban or SAFe or whatever you have or less or whatever technique you're using across the organization. That's not necessarily scaling. Scaling is theoretically and more ideally where you got more than one team working on the same work to produce it faster, right? Just saying everybody across the whole empire is now
their
empire. Yeah, it's like Empire Strikes Back. The whole place to be scaled and do an Agile is technically just teaching everybody how to be Agile. Now, a lot of places, this is what I've been through. There are some trains, but I'll be honest with you, the trains aren't designed the way they really intended them in SAFe. Where in SAFe, you have 4 or 5, 6 teams working on the same product line. They're all interconnecting with each other to produce the product faster. A lot of places just do it where they make all the teams in there. And they say, well, you're trained because you're similar, you know, whatever. But none of the teams ever work together at all on any product. So it's really not a train. It's not. And it's not really scaling. It's just taking your process and applying it to a lot of places. In that case, what I look at as an Agile coach is how many people can I train? I do counts. I look at the percentages. How many hours a week do I spend working with individuals? How many hours per week do I look at training teams? And how many hours per week do I spend at the enterprise level? What I would call a full stack coach. I got called that one time in one of the interviews by another coach. He said, "You're like a full stack coach." I'm like, "Yeah, that's pretty much what we do." So the idea is that as this coach, and hopefully you have coaches to work with because it makes your life easier. If you don't, you got a lot of work to do. And you got to figure out how many teams you can coach at a time. The most, I would say, coaching at a time would be five teams, right? Five, not 36, not 40 teams, five teams that you're legitimately coaching the teams. And why do I say that? Because it's a lot of work. It's hard to keep tabs on it and figure out and make sure they're progressing to the next phase. Now, do you coach all five teams starting at the same time on the same day? No. You may start two teams 1 week, another two teams another week, and then the last one on the third week. You may shift it by a sprint or something if they're doing 2 week sprints. But to do all five at the same time and get them all kicked off at the same time is crazy. You can't do it. It's a bad planning. It reminds me of an old engineer or a young engineer back in the day that came to me and said, "We need to hire 50 people. I'm like, "What do you mean we only have 10? We might have 5X our company with 50 people because you said, "Well, we need 50. I'm like, I look at his schedule. I go, "Dude, I move one little thing over a day so it collapses in this level schedule. Oh, we're good now. We got 10. Thank you." Right? It's for those people that don't understand this process. And then they complain how much money it costs because you tried to do everybody at once. Right? But you can take the same Agile coach and do five for, you know, a month or two, and then do another five the next month or two, and then do another five the next month or two. So within, 6 months, you can do like 15 teams. Okay. So it's not bad. Get one coach, train up 15 teams, learn as they go, get some good. And here's where the scaling comes from. And this is one of the things that Boost Safe does a lot of interest. Do it right in a couple of places first. And why do you do that? Now you can use people who have done it, who've done it well, hopefully not, because there's a lot of people that learn how to do Agile incorrectly. And then they try to tell everybody, "This is Agile." And it's like, no, it's not quite Agile. It's what you think it's Agile, but it's not really not. And then they go and help you train or inspire other groups in the organization to become Agile, right? Because now they've done it, and there's a physical example of someone actually doing it. So that's a good thing to have. So the scaling, again, is like, how do you go across? So you do, maybe you can do five teams at a time. Not every week you start them off. Don't kick them off at the same time. Work your way through it. And then from a scaling perspective, from an individual team and enterprise, you take what you learn from the team. Maybe you find some stuff with individuals need some help, train the leaders, and then take that information, bring the enterprise level where you're building up maybe some decks for some of the organizations to kind of operate the same across certain things. Like, do we all use points? Okay, we all use points. Do we all grade points the same way? No. Do we all use points? Yes. Do we grade them the same way? No. Do we all use them? Yes. So that's the kind of thing you come up with. Do we all do Scrum? Do we do daily sprints? Do we do time boxes? One of the things I would recommend if you are going to scale and you want to have metrics that roll up, because we talked about metrics the other day, is use time boxes. You don't have to call them all sprints. Not everybody has to do Scrum. Kanban can use a sprint without Scrum. Just telling you. Yeah, you have a constant flow, but you might say, "Hey, we're going to arbitrarily every month, every 2 weeks, or whatever, and we're going to snapshot how we've done, and so we can compare throughput with the Kanban, with throughput with Scrum." When I say throughput, I mean amount of work done, right? Value to the customer. Time it takes to get things done. Now, what use Kanban for and Scrum are two different things, right? Complex versus not complex. You can use Kanban. Do you want team input to come up with solution or individuals? Those are the kind of things you got to think about. So that's what I have for the enterprise level scaling, and that's our fifth part. There's lots of other stuff out there on how to do it and what to do, but that gives you that last little piece on how do you scale. So when you scale it, remember, they're scaling so more than one team can be on the same code base. That's real scaling. And there's going over across the enterprise and make everybody work in Agile. Two different things. Though people call them the same thing. It's why SAFe has architects and all that kind of stuff to go across the different trains. So then you're going to have how many teams can you coach at the same time? Max 5. And then you got to roll off and go help other things. One of the things you do once you roll off, you might do surveys every once in a while, come back a couple months later just to see how they're doing. They're still maintaining the integrity of the framework that you're teaching. It's a good thing to do. So you're doing 5, not all at the same time. Remember, just maybe one or two first week, and then another week, another two, and then the fifth one, right? Or however you want to mix it up. Maybe it's one sprint, start one sprint, and then start, you know, get them going for 2 weeks for a whole sprint, and then start the next two for another 2 weeks. And by the time you get most of them working, you can get a couple months, you can get a couple teams in. So that's how you do that part. And then there's the vertical scale between a team, a person, a team, and an enterprise. Learning what you get always. Other teams come in at the enterprise, they will share some of their best things they've done, goes down to the team. Comes from the team, goes up through enterprise, and goes across. And that's how you expand. That's how I do it. That's how I do the enterprise transformation. Again, and that's just to say, hey, we just all want to work in Agile. It doesn't mean you scaled, doesn't mean you took advantage of efficiencies, doesn't mean you did a very good coordination between different teams, right? That's real scaling. This is enterprise transformation for scaling, where you take four teams working together on the same products, two different things. With that, all right, Eddie left the room. We're all heading out. Dog snoring. No cats. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the bell. And I wish you all a really happy Sunday. And enjoy. And what was this, sir? 592nd episode. And enjoy, even on a rainy day. It could be nice. Do something different. Dogs are tired because they all got up really early this morning at 5 a.m. this morning. Right, guys? Right, Dad. We're tired. All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. See ya.